I create the rules of my life. Truly, I do. I create the rules of my life. And my life is a reflection of the rules that I create in my life. My life is an indication of the rules I create in my life. And everything I do in my life shines out as the rules that I create. Now, how do I go about creating the rules of my life? How do I go about creating the rules of my life to tell me that I'm a wonderful person, to tell me that I'm successful, to tell me that I'm a happy person, to tell me that I'm surrounded by joy and peace and harmony? How do I create such rules in my life that bring about these things in my life? Well, you might say, if you always obey the law, you'll never get a ticket. If you always obey the law, you will always have the fulfillment of the law in your life. And truly, that's a large part of it. Now, we're talking about human laws. We're talking about the laws, the rules of the road for driving your car. We're talking about living in a society. We're talking about all these kinds of things, and those are good rules. They're rules that are created by a society to help everyone to know exactly how to get along with each other in a harmonious, joyful way, and everyone respecting the desires and the rights and the privileges of other people. Now, those are rules, and those are good rules. But how about the rules that say my life is divine? How do I create the rules in my life that say my life is divine? How do I create the rules in my life that say I am a fantastic being? That I am created perfect, whole, beautiful. I am created magnificent from the very beginning. How do I create those type of rules? Well, I don't. I really don't create the rules of my divinity. I create the rules of my humanity. And I'm doing that all the time. But what about these rules of my divinity, of my reality and my life that is eternal? What are they? How do those rules come about? Who creates them? Well, again, I do. Not so much that I create the rule saying that the rule had not been in existence before, but out of the universal awareness, out of the universal consciousness, I accept those rules that make my life happy, that make me fulfilled, that make me reveal, not make me reveal, but allow me to reveal my divinity, my magnificence. Now, how can I find out what these rules are? As far as being divine, I listen to the divine within me. I listen to the ideal within me. I listen to my divinity within me. And as I listen to my divinity within me, all is revealed to me. My divinity says to me, if I am a happy person, if I find joy in everything I do, then that is a rule of my life. The rule of my life is to go around being my divine self, lifting my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh all the wisdom, all the genius, all the magnificence, all the isness that I am. And as I open my heart and my mind to this infinite causation, to this infinite wisdom, those are the rules of my life. I am aware somewhat of the rules of the human society, and if I'm not aware of them, they say, ignorance is no excuse of the law. If you're ignorant of an extant law, you are still responsible to it. Now, the same thing goes for our divinity. If we are ignorant of the fact that we are divine, if we are ignorant of the fact that we are ideal, if we are ignorant of the fact that there's only one creative cause in this universe, and that's the divine in us, if we are ignorant of that fact, that does not permit us to not express it. It does not give us the authority not to be bound by that law, by that awareness, because that's truly who we are. That's truly what we are. That's truly where we are. And it is mighty exciting. It's mighty exciting to be just that which we are, where we are, who we are, and all those good things. It's very exciting. Now, what benefit is it to us to know who we are, what we are, where we are? What benefit is there to us to know what our divine causation is? What benefit is that to us to know that? Well, not one little bit. If there is any benefit, the benefit is in realizing that I am the one who puts the cause in motion for anything in my life. I am the one who puts the cause in motion for any joy, any harmony, any love. I am the one who chooses to live my life by my spiritual principles. The spiritual principles that say, I like me. The spiritual principles that say, all is in divine order. The spiritual principle to say that this is divine and it's good. Yes, I am in charge of that awareness. And how glorious and how wonderful that is. Do I really want to express that in my life? I sure do. Am I able to express that in my life? Oh, yes. And I do express it all the time. How do I go about expressing that in my life? I go about expressing that in my life by listening within. Now, if I see somebody who's living according to what I might consider our spiritual principles, and I think that that's a good thing, then I instantly say, I am aware of those spiritual principles in my life. I am aware of that divinity in my world. I am aware of it now. And as I say that, then I am that. As I say that, then that is just what I'm expressing in every area of my being. As I say that, then that is who and what I am, and I delight in that. Now, I don't have to know what's going on. I don't have to know how it goes on. I don't have to know any. I just say, that's me. I'm divine. That's me. I'm fantastic. That's me. I like me. That's me. I'm divine. That's me. I like me. That's me. All is good. And the more I say that, the more I say that, the more I am that. And the more I am that, then the more that is my only reality. That is the only thing I am. Now, I don't have to know anything about how the principle works. I don't have to know anything about who I really am, what magnificent being I really am as a divine being. I just say, I now live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I now live in the allness that I am right now. I now live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I now live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Can I say that for myself? Can I mean that for myself? Can I delight in that for myself? I sure can. And when is it going to happen? The moment I speak my word. The moment I call forth that which is the truth about me. The moment I call forth that which is my reality. The moment I call forth the divine in me. Now, I don't have to know what it is. I don't have to know how it functions. I don't have to know how it reveals itself in my life. I just call it forth. I am divine. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal happy thought. I live in my ideal awareness that all is good and very good. Saying these things, I am addressing the divine in me. I am addressing the purity of allness in me. I am addressing the wholeness in me. And I am having that express itself in and through my life right now. I'm having it express itself in and through everything that I am right now. And it's a wonderful, glorious feeling to have that happen. So I say, I like me. I like me, I like me. And I say of all of you, I love you, I love you, I love you.